You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Yo, 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 what's up, people? Welcome to the Wild That's Crazy podcast, and I'm your man, Ace. And I'm here with a couple of my friends, close friends, real close friends. We're going to get real close, and we're here basically to let everybody know and show everybody that the honest truth is a lot of us just meet each other. I'm the only guy that know each other out of everybody. And I want to show you guys that when you be real and authentic, that no matter who you are, you could just blend in. And to me, in this day and age, that's so important to be yourself, be who you are, and stand for what you believe in. And I'm here with three people that honestly just met each other not too long ago. But we probably been together like two times. And I just want to show everybody that when you real and authentic, you'll get to know each other and you can blend in and do what you do. I got Misha next to me. Misha, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, guys. I'm Misha, 28, here to have a good time, keep it real, keep it honest. I think we're going to get real personal.
Please.
So don't judge me too much.
What up, though? This is Nigel. You can call me Ray. You can call me Ray Nickel. I'm going to share a few things about y'all, about my life, my journey, my walk of life, my views, my perspective, and we just going to have fun.
Hey, guys, I'm Kiana. I am more of the straight shooter of the bunch. I don't sugarcoat. I just respectfully state my opinion. So I'm just me. I'm Kiana. I'm a personality within itself. To know me is to love me, but once you get to know me, you won't be able to get enough of me.
She's being humble. She gonna piss y'all off a lot.
I might piss you off, but I promise I am gonna give you authenticity and realness above all. So that's just
that. That's what we're shooting for.
That's what we're shooting for.
Yeah, I'm just me.
And we all going to be 100%, 110% honest. And we're going to, sometimes we're going to piss y'all off. Sometimes we're going to make y'all smile. We're going to make y'all laugh. But y'all going to respect where we coming from. Y'all going to understand. We're not worried about nobody being mad in the comments. Because at the end of the day, we all lay down and we comfortable in our skin. So everybody at this table is going to give you the facts, true story. And going to be 100% honest and vulnerable at times.
For sure.
I'm not going to be so vulnerable. I'm not a vulnerable person, but I am a real genuine person. So you'll know the difference between being vulnerable and genuine. I'm not like the, I feel sorry for him. Don't feel sorry for me. I don't like the
she pity don't
party.
Want pity.
I don't she, pity don't, she don't want pity. I don't need the pity. I just like for people to be more like, just keep it straight and real with me because life is not gonna pat you on the back.
No, it's not gonna pacify you.
So I like being around people that are just real, you know. Mm-hmm. So everybody's different. We all come from different walks of life.
Yeah.
I have a story to tell. I don't really tell my story, so this is my time to share with the world about
me.
She's gonna share her testimony.
She's gonna share her testimony.
You're gonna see her open up.
Stuff, excuse me, I don't wanna. Yeah, it's just yeah. So I mean,
She's getting emotional right
not
now.
Not emotional.
Yeah.
No.
Is that a tear?
We're here for you.
Is that a tear?
I mean, it took me a moment to get to a certain place, and I just want women and just to know that you don't have to run through life rushing. Just take your
true
time.
True
story. Mm-hmm. Respectful.
The world is such in a rush, or such in, everybody wants validation.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are yourself, you don't need validation.
Mm-hmm.
It
kind of
speaks for yourself. So that's just who I am as a person. So yeah, I'm gonna be a little vulnerable, a little bit.
Yeah, we want you to be.
Because I feel like you're tearing up. Over
yeah,
there.
You know
no,
what I'm saying?
Not. Honestly, I'm not.
It's okay if you do.
I'm just a very passionate person.
Yeah.
So when I speak from
she speaks from her heart.
Yeah, I speak from my heart. That's where I, you know. So yeah, not crying.
Trust me, we all passionate people.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, we're going to be 100% honest on everything we talk about, and we are going to discuss real issues, real topics, and discuss a lot of things. Some things going to make you upset, some stuff you're not going to understand, but I guarantee it's going to help somebody. And you're going to understand that we coming from a real place. All of us aren't spring chickens, so, you know, we have the wisdom and have some great advice.
I'm more like the tenderoni. I'm not a spring chicken. I'm more like a tenderoni.
I call myself the young OG. I'm the young OG.
Young OG. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, like, I'm still tender. Like, I feel like it's kind of like aging. Like, I'm getting better the older I am. And I love, like, some people are afraid to get older.
Yeah.
Women especially. But I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's I'm not the person I was when I was in my 20s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Evolution.
Lord knows. And I look at the 20-year-olds now, and it's like, they got so far to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's, yeah, like, the girl, my sister, she's 20. She's wise, but it's just like they're living in a different era now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's so different. But time's, I understand they have their own time. I have mine in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
But so I think I'm like a tenderoni. Like, I can show the young girls a little something.
That's true. Well, considering I'm the youngest.
Yes, you are. The baby.
The baby.
Are you over to 30 yet?
I still got 12 months. I got 12
baby.
Months.
Baby, yeah. But it's good, though.
I'll be 29 in 2 weeks.
30 is big.
Yeah, so I have 30 next year. Okay. COVID got to go away because I need to go to Barcelona. But okay. I do feel you, what you said about the 20-year-olds. I feel like, because, you know, to me, it's a difference between having intelligence and being smart and being wise.
That's a fact.
I feel like they're smart. They know what they're doing. They know right from wrong. But they're not really wise because they're not using that smart to avoid the things that we might put ourselves through.
So let me ask you. I really want to ask. Do you think that's a change of the social media? Is that because of social media? Is that driven?
Of course. I feel like everything nowadays is influenced by social media, by the media. How your hair should be, what color your skin should be, what pretty it should be. What type of dudes you should mess with. I feel like everything is influenced by social media.
True.
And it's all such a fake, falsified perception and this facade that people have created for themselves. And it's like the filters. Like, I love a filter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind filtering, but I need to see
who you are.
I want to see your flaws. I want to see your blemishes, your pimples, if your hair ain't, your edges ain't slicked down. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything is so false. And it's like, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
This person online and offline, they're two totally different people.
But truthfully, you can look at that as they don't know who they are.
Exactly.
They're finding themselves.
We were younger, like, if you're in your 30s, we're all, except for you, Misha, we're all in our 30s. So we didn't have Instagram when we were in our 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You literally had to text, call, meet up to see each other. It was no Facebook.
Ride
MySpace.
Your bike.
MySpace came along. Yeah. But then it was like, okay, MySpace. But now everything is live. I went to a party on Friday and everybody was in a party on their phone. I'm like, how are you enjoying the moment when you're on your phone?
That's been my biggest thing. My biggest question with this is how do you, like, in a moment, I really find it hard to really take a picture or to stop the moment to say, I was right here.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And I'm enjoying the moment, because I feel like if I'm doing that, then I'm really not enjoying the moment. You know what I mean?
That's one thing me and my friends always say. Like, we'll go out, be like, dang, we ain't getting no pictures of the night. But that's how you know you had the most fun. When you don't, I mean, it's good to have the memories. Yeah, it's good to post. But I feel like as long as you have the memory in you, you're straight.
Memories are everything.
I feel like if this generation was out their phones, even some people that's my age, they wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to keep tally with everyone. Like, I need to know what you're eating, why you woke up, the sunset at 6:35. I don't need to know all of that. Like, I feel like people just put too much.
Yes.
Like, leave a little mystery to your life. Because nobody really cares. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, when you go on vacation, snap a picture, say, I landed. Like, I don't really understand the whole check-in thing, checking in at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
Or the whole checking in. At 35, stop doing that.
No, it's one of them things. I got to let you know that I was here and I was in this moment.
I did this.
I can mark my territory so I can reshare it 5, 4, 3, 2, or however many years down the line. You know what I mean?
And you just got to understand that we all are human. We mm-hmm. all wake up with bad breath sometimes. We mm-hmm. all have coal in our eyes. Mm-hmm. We don't wake up and put makeup on and lipstick or.
Nah, you supposed to be flawless, bro. You supposed to be flawless. Ooh, from the moment you wake up, you supposed to be flawless. You feel me?
Let me tell y'all something. The way y'all met us at the club last night is how we about to wake up. Okay?
Don't fool me.
Don't fool me. Maybe over here. You never know. We not going to look the same.
What was that? I'm going to get you, sucker. Don't be pulling apart. Don't be pulling yourself apart on me. Yeah.
I used to be that girl like, oh, I'm going to put on my lipstick. I'm going to sleep pretty. I'm not messing my hair up. Now, granted, there are certain things I believe I'm not going to do mm-hmm. In the presence of a man because you need it's about privacy. Mm-hmm. Like, certain, yes. It's the level of privacy that I think we all need. But yeah. you need to know who you're with. Exactly. You need to know what I look like, yes. if I got some extensions, mm-hmm. I got no makeup on, because this is me. Mm-hmm. I'm not waking up before you to make my face.
I'm going
to
be real with you. I'm going to be real with you. And for me, I think that's when I find you, you're most attractive. You get what I'm saying? When I can actually see you.
Yeah.
All that other stuff, I'm like, yeah. I could scroll through Instagram and probably see that.
You feel what I'm saying? I feel you letting me in. You showing me who you really are. Right. And I respect that.
That's true. But a lot of guys, like I said, that social media, it influenced so much that they get mad when they see baby girl taking her bob off the dresser. Like,
why not? Please don't do that. That's too much.
But that's what it is. A lot of girls is wearing wigs nowadays. Y'all got to get with it.
Don't do it in front of me right away. Let's take baby steps.
I'm gonna take my wig off. If I ever wear a wig, you won't see it come off this head.
Really?
No.
I feel like if you that's my man, you're gonna take me from my ugly and my pretty hair.
We gotta hold on.
If that's your girl, your wife. Hold on, so you not gonna let your dude see you?
I don't wear wigs. I wear weaves. There's different types of weaves. That's for another topic. We'll go over the weaves and the type of processes for weaves.
Yeah.
Everybody wears weaves. I don't care what your culture, race, extensions. Everybody wear them. Yeah. And there's different types of ways to apply them. Me personally, I'm not a fan of wigs. I don't like anything that I can pull off because I don't want to pull it off my own head. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a, and I don't sleep in bonnets. Mm-hmm.
I need a good bonnet.
I just feel like that, and that's where different, like, that's for another topic. We'll have to get into that. Women are comfortable. Will. Like, when you meet your man, mm-hmm. you ain't have no bonnet on. This man don't want to roll over to nobody with no bonnet on, sitting there with no bonnet on. Like, you can sleep cute or be with your man, your husband, or whatever. It's just, that's me personally. I'm not wearing no bonnet, and I'm not taking no wig.
Nah, y'all hair appointments be mad expensive. So, yeah. I'm going to need you to wrap that up and keep that bonnet.
Now that I'm paying a little more.
It is hair, and I get what you're saying. No. You know, it is a sense of privacy, but at the same time, I feel like I'm not about to go through loops and hoops and all of this after we done been together for so long.
It ain't loops though. It's just me. So I go get my hair done.
Mm-hmm.
I may clip it back or like pull it up out of my face, but I don't sleep like all over the bed anyway. So you know what I'm saying?
When I'm asleep, I'm gone, girl.
It's just, but everybody's different. I'm honest. Like, I'm not wearing, if I'm by myself or if I'm by myself, I may put a bonnet on, but if I'm laying next to my man, I'm not wearing a bonnet.
I respect it. I feel it.
Because I don't want you passing gas next to me 50 times a night.
Oh,
so.
I'm out.
Some people don't mind that. Me personally, like, you better.
Depending on what I ate.
Times a night. So
I didn't even know I did it.
Like, some people, like, it just depends on who you are as a person. But. I don't know. I just don't let them shoot off.
Yeah, hey.
So
listen, I can't
control
it. For real.
Talk about some deputy.
For real.
At some point, if you're going like that, you need to go get that checked out.
50 is a stretch, but yeah, not, you know what I mean? Yeah. But you doing what 50, you damn near shit it on yourself.
Okay, it's something. You need a laxative, baby. I'm going to wake you up. Funny.
And you, hey, at a certain age, I'm learning now, you got to know what you're eating. You got to know the reactions and everything.
Yeah, your body is your temple.
Your body will react to food, too. Like, for me, certain things I can't eat because it's like, you're eating older. So it's like, it don't recept to certain things. So it's,
I'm learning that about dairy. I'm doing no dairy and sweets for Lent, and I'm already going crazy. I'm already.
I never was a big sweetie.
I'm not a big sweetie either myself.
Never. My mama said when I was younger, I used to eat tomatoes whole like they was apples. I was never.
That's the one. I do not like tomatoes. I just now. I'm telling you, I just now started eating tomatoes.
Like,
I used to hate them bad boys.
Grape tomatoes, like I could just eat them plain. Just wash them off and give them to me.
Yeah, I could not do that. I could not do that.
I like vegetables, but I'm not. I love sweets though. I'm going through it right now.
So I'm going through it. So if I'm a little cranky, y'all know why. Cheese, no cheese, no extra mayo.
No cheese.
Nah, you be good. You
know, that's rough.
It's really not. It's easy.
Man,
it's
I've never ate a sandwich without extra mayo. So now you know I'm doing it without.
On some real, you can get vegan mayo. You know that, right? You can get vegan mayo and you can get vegan cheese.
I tried it. I didn't survive.
I never tried vegan cheese.
It's a particular brand you got to get. And seeing as Hot Air not sponsoring us, I will not tell you on air.
Sounds good. We want all the ads. Ad people, we're coming for you guys. If I could just try not to curse as much, but that's the
process. I try not to, because I can curse and I be feeling so bad because I don't ever want to be disrespectful.
I want to try not to, but it just comes out.
Cursing, like cussing.
That's
do you all. Know, I read this in an article. They say people that cuss the most is the less stressed. So,
I'm a sailor.
Yeah, we good over here.
I think, too, since we're talking about, you brought up stress, I think that's why a lot of people, like, social media is like a therapy office for people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, they go and spill it all. But I get tripped out with the people that one minute you're happy, you're trying to be a therapist and motivational, and then the next minute you're ripping someone to shreds, cussing them out or going off on them. And it's like, I think a lot of social media, people rely on social media for validation of everything. It's weird to me.
Everybody's seeking validation from social media, and I find that to be very, very much
for
so
anything,
true. Anything, any and everything.
Mm-hmm. Like, just be yourself. Like, I mean, social media is not real.
It's not. To some people, it is.
It's a saying that I had said, and I had told my niece this. She's like five, and I said, people replace the little heart, the like button, for the actual heart in the person. Mm-hmm. So she was crying one day. She was like, nobody's liking my post and this, that, and third. I'm like, for one, you're five. Like, you're five. You know what I'm saying? Like, who's really going to like your post? But two, I said, that doesn't represent the amount of people that love you and the people that care for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you don't get that little like, and people, that's the validation part. She needed validation from people actually hitting that little like button. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you teach them that early on, you will see the confidence go through the roof.
Through the roof.
And that's how I am with my sons. Like, I let them know that only things matter is the people you love.
It's the people you love.
And if everybody else don't love you, then, hey, that's not their job.
That's not
their
job.
But as long as you love yourself, you good.
It's not their job to love you. But the craziest thing is they don't know how to love themselves without having other people love them.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was big on that with my sons. Like, when people... I remember my youngest came into me one time. He was like, oh, they're picking on me. They cracking jokes. I'm like, well, just laugh.
Mm-hmm.
He said, huh? Why would I laugh? Just laugh.
Or learn
because
how to,
you take the power away from it. Then you start,
or
let somebody say a
dozens.
Joke. Yeah, let somebody say the dozens, then you laugh with them. What they going to do?
And then you come right back with them and you shoot off the
hip. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then we all laughing together. Because if you can laugh at yourself, you can laugh
at anything. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You got to do that. And ever since then.
Check yourself and correct yourself. You can take criticism because that's another thing. So you have to be able to check yourself. And a lot of people, they know they're wrong, but it's like they go off of this notion of this, okay, it's not okay.
Yeah, I feel like, especially now, we get into the age where it's like, oh, well, that's just how they are. No, it ain't how they are.
I'm not condoning it.
Yes, especially if everybody is saying the same thing, you need to look in the mirror and see what you can fix. You might be okay for you, but no. You're not happy, if you ask me.
I want to ask Misha this question because she's the youngest person here.
What's that?
I'm finding that dealing with 20-year-olds, right, and 20 and above, closer to 30, I'm fine. I'm good. I got broad shoulders. I can take this. They can't deal with constructive criticism.
No.
They take it as criticism.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people, especially like a lot of people that I know, if you try to tell them about themselves, it's kind of like, well, I know who I am. There's nothing you can really tell me about
myself.
You know everything. Yeah, like I know everything. It's nothing. Kind of basically like I'm big, you little, I'm right, you wrong type of mentality. Yeah. And I feel like maybe we'll get to it when we, maybe in our 30s. I kind of feel like I'm a little sensitive with criticism, but I can also take it as well.
So, Is it the way that it's delivered?
Yes, I am a big believer as in say what you want to say, but just watch how you say it. Mm-hmm. So maybe it could be the way it's delivered.
But you can't be real passive with it, right? So the thing about constructive criticism is if I'm telling you from a place of passion, I can't be passive in my passion at telling you what it is.
Exactly.
That's absolutely true.
Because the moment I do that, then it loses the whole meaning of criticism.
Yeah, and it loses its power. And I feel like... That's why I said it's something with growth because I am starting to learn it too. If you tell it to me with passion, I'm going to see it with passion. Then I have no choice but to look in the mirror and see maybe they might be right. Because there's a lot of things my mom told me that I'm like, whatever, I'm not about to listen to it. And now I sit back and see it and I be like, Ma, I'm glad you told me this. I'm glad you raised me the way you did because I'm looking at people to my left and my right, and I just feel like I'm in a different place.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think it comes with age.
It's more focusing on the message. If you just focus on the message and take a step back, like I teach my sons, always take a step back and think about what somebody said to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you do that, you understanding where they're coming from, what they're saying, and you have time to just digest it. And I feel like a lot of times these kids, this generation, they're always right. They know everything. Yeah. You can't teach them nothing.
Like, I got a prime example. Me and James actually had a debate about, not to get religious, but God being all-knowing and that our futures are indefinite. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I say yes, my future going to be one way. If I say no, my future going to be one way. He said no. Your future is indefinite. And I was watching a movie, and the girl said the same thing I said. And her mama said, well, fate will find its way to work out that indefinite future. And I took a step back. I said, James just told me that. Well, maybe he right. So it is. You do got to remember everything somebody say to you because sometimes they just might be right.
Let me ask y'all this because, this is me dealing with 20s. Do y'all feel like we were the same, that we were unable to take criticism?
Absolutely. When I was in my 20s.
You knew everything?
I knew it all. I made so many rash decisions and just did things my way. I would listen, but then also for me, I'm the eldest of my siblings. So I'm 37, my sister's 20, my little brother's 24, and then I have another brother who's 27. So I was the only adult child. So, but my mom was like trying to like raise little small kids, and here I am an adult. So I kind of like made my own mistakes and learned on my own. So that's why I try to tell my sister, like, I've been there. It ain't a block you ain't, you been and I ain't been. It ain't, I've been there, done that. So, you know what I'm saying? I try to tell her, like, I'm telling you that you have to make your own decisions in life. But as your sister, I'm going to try to guide you, but I want you to make your own path. But what type of person would I be just to let you go down this rabbit hole when I see that this is something I've did? So she'll listen to me, but then I know she's going to still go and make her own decision. Like, oh, you're older, you're 30s, and you don't know, I'm 20, it's a new age and time. I'm like, okay, but when you make the mistake, you come back.
Exactly.
To me, like, you were right.
I can say about that with the whole listening, especially at a young age, because if you listen to someone that's older than you, you technically have a cheat sheet to life. If you ask me, you still make your own path, but like, that's just like, say I'm in college, I'm a freshman or a sophomore, and I call a CEO, I want to run my own business. I will call a CEO, be like, when you was my age, what things would you have told yourself when you was my age? And you kind of can take that advice and you can kind of add it to your own plan so you can know what maneuvers to make. So I feel like when you do have somebody older in your life to tell you about certain stuff, you do kind of have a cheat sheet to
life.
They're
just there to give you like that advice. Like I want my siblings to be their own. Ain't nothing better than the original. You can't duplicate it. Original is original. So I want you to set your own path, but I just give advice because I didn't have that person telling me. I made so many, mistakes and decisions on my own. Not everything was a mistake. But I look back on it like, Zim, if I would have did it this way, I could have got a different result. But my life is exactly where it needs to be for me right now. So those mistakes led me to who I am,
And my thing, just to answer your question, is my advice that I'm giving. When the times that I stepped back and really thought things out and weighed the pros and cons is when I was effective. The mm-hmm. times I thought I knew everything was the times that I looked it crazy. Because mm-hmm. I can remember me and Kiana worked at Walmart years oh, ago. Lord, and at Walmart, it was people coming up to me telling me things like, you might look at it different if you, you know, lived a couple more years. And to me, I was always right. You mm-hmm. couldn't tell me nothing in them years. And mm-hmm. I didn't think, you know, because I read, I listened, I did this, I did that. So you couldn't tell me I was wrong. Mm-hmm. But the times that I really took a step back and if I might have hurt somebody's feelings or made somebody feel a way, that always made me just take a step back. And I really can come. And what I loved about me then, I could apologize. Same way now. Mm-hmm. If I know I took a step back and I was wrong, I said something, I did something, I'll hit you up. I'll let you know. To this day, some people I call from 5-10 years ago and say, hey, man, I did some bonehead stuff. Mm-hmm. The stuff you was telling me about stretch marks and all this type of stuff. You were right. You were right.
Yeah, you're maturing. You're growing. You're grown. You're an adult. Like, you have to allow yourself to grow and get there. Yeah. You know, you can appreciate it because you're like, dang, you know, I'm older. I'm wiser. You handle things differently.
Yeah.
You react to things differently. So mm-hmm. it's a part of growth. But mm-hmm. the younger generation, they just think they got it all together. And I'm like, okay, when you hit those 30s, mm-hmm. which I believe what you do in your 20s, you should, kids are just living. You have to set a foundation for yourself.
That's right.
Because when you get to your 30s, it's like life smacks you in the face.
Fast.
And it goes, and it don't go back. And then it's like, dang, I'm 30, and then I'm 31, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're 40, and it's like,
what did I accomplish? Right. What did I do?
Yeah.
And where did my life go? And the 30s was so tough because at 30, like with me, I had my life set in this time frame.
Mm-hmm.
So I always told myself, by 30, I'll stop being out here messing with every girl. I'll get married. I'll have kids. I'll do certain things.
You never want to make God laugh. Tell him your plan.
I was sweating like, I'm about to be 30. I don't got this. My mm-hmm. credit. I need to do this. So it really gave me a reality check that the things that you wanted, the things you had to do, sure, the marriage didn't work. This didn't work. But you're still on this marathon. But you got to start taking it serious at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And when 30 came, it really gave me that reality check. And it made me evaluate a lot of things and a lot of people. Forget all them friends, so-called friends. Get your life together. Concentrate on these kids you had. Concentrate on life and be the man you want to be. Because if you want to be that man, do it now. Don't wait till tomorrow.
Yes. You got to live in the moment.
Start looking at the man in the mirror right then and there.
It's so funny that you guys say, like, in your 30s, you kind of be like, well, 40, you kind of. I felt like that at 26. I literally had a mental breakdown on my 26th birthday because I'm like, 26? I'm about, yes.
Not at
26.
I was like, I'm about to be 30. I don't know what I'm doing.
I promise the 30s for a woman is so rewarding because you start to develop who you are as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was in my 20s, I was just, you know, in your 30s, you're like, this is, when you get to, I would say, about 34, 35, it kind of, that was, you have that draw, like, oh, what am I doing? What am I going to do? I am not the type of woman that has always been in a rush to, like, get married, have kids. Even now, my doctor is like, well, you can have kids when you're 45. I'm that person that will stretch that 45 out before I have kids. Absolutely.
I don't know.
No, it ain't about being an old mom. It's being more mentally prepared.
Exactly. I don't even think I really kind of want kids.
You say that now. I don't think I do.
That when I was about 32. Like, I don't want any kids.
But those of y'all remember, we going to mark that as a mark. She might change her mind 6 months, 7 months down the line.
I want one little person that I can, that's, you know, that little one that's mine. But it has to be with, I want to have a child with someone that I know that is going to be have my kids back and take care of them like I can. Because mm-hmm. we're not going to live forever. If something happens to me, I need to know that mm-hmm. you're going to be this parent to mm-hmm. this kid.
That's true.
That's the only thing that I worry about. True. Like, I know what I can do as a woman and provide for my child, but I need to know that they're okay. You know, mm-hmm. and that's my fear. Like, I don't want to leave them here in disarray.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I think about. Like, when you bring a kid into the world, that kid is your child. You're bringing a child. And that's another life that you're responsible for.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't think about it. They just have kids just to have mm-hmm. them because you want to to be with this man or be with this woman. Like, no, it's a life you need to think about. This.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so that's what I think about. Yeah.
Kids change your life.
Exactly.
That they do. And that's something I don't know about. Maybe further down the line, I'll probably be ready for it, but right now, it's, and then to deal with the guys that's in my generation is kind of,
they don't get no better in the 30s. I can promise you.
I promise you.
It does not get any better.
It's like, I don't see no hope. I don't see no light.
It's out there.
Yes, it's like a needle on a haystack.
And it's one of them things. I believe people when they say, are you looking in the right place?
In the right places. Mm-hmm.
You have to look in the right place.
See, that's the thing. What's the right place? You have to let it allow.
You have to come to you. Yeah,
yeah,
you have to let it come to you. You can't necessarily go searching for it. Not the moment you go searching for it, you strip away all the power from it.
And that's why I keep saying, because I say the Bible say he who finds a good woman finds a good thing. So I'm going to let him find me. But it's like the people that comes to me, they halfway retarded, and I don't know.
Well, now you got to shoot the shot.
You got to shoot the shot. So, I mean, Steph Curry wasn't Steph Curry if he ain't shooting.
Practice makes perfect.
You
have to give people chances. You have to think outside of the box, and you have to do
when
different
things.
When
it comes to love, it may not come in the package you want it to come in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It might not come in the height, the shape, the whatever. But as a woman, as I'm almost 40 years old, I look at certain things in a man. Mm-hmm. You know, because, again, I'm not just dating you for me. I'm dating you for a possible husband or a father to my child. Mm-hmm. So I want to bring my child into a loving situation or a situation where it's stability and consistency. That's important because that's something that I teeter-totter with. I watch my mom, you know, bust her butt, like, to take care of me. And I know what it's like not to have my dad there. So I want my child to have that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I've waited. I'm waiting until I am able to say, okay, this is someone that I love enough to marry, then I can trust you with a child. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Another human. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what it is. And it's not going to always come in a package as you think. I've dated fine, attractive, all of that. When I tell you, that package ain't always the best thing. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you got to take, you know, I got to be open-minded and optimistic about it.
You got to be willing to take a Carlton.
I still believe I'm going to be attracted to you. There's certain things that I want in a man, and I ain't bending. I got things that I want, but I'm just saying I had to learn. Like, he may not be, you know, he might not look like so, you know.
He ain't
like,
going to be 6'5", you know.
Well, he's going to be what I like. He's gonna be what I like.
And as a man, like, I had to, with my fiance, I had to step up to the plate, and I had to be everything that I told her I would be. And as a man, a lot of times when we find that perfect woman, you gotta rise to the occasion, or you're gonna be
you
gotta do what you gotta do to keep that person around, and you gotta
do
really
what you
work.
Did when you met her and together, cause let me tell you, with a grown woman, we ain't going for that excuses. We not giving you no shortcuts. Do whatever, be the man of your word.
Yeah, my girl had no pity. She made sure I stepped up for the way. It was a lot
absolutely.
Of. Just listen. Just hear me out.
Yeah, and another thing that I see, especially dating at my age, is all these situationships. I think that's a part of time, right now.
Yeah, everybody got a situation.
I can't be sitting here wondering what we are. Are we going on dates? I'm with you. You with me. You spending money. I'm spending money. But you not my boyfriend. I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't settle
for
that. You
got to set the rules first.
Yeah.
Okay. We're reaching the end, and this is the Wild That's Crazy podcast. And today, like right now, I had a list, but we went off the grid, and we had a great conversation, and all that matters is make sure we being 100%. So forget that grid. We're just going to do what's authentic.
Yes.
So thank you, guys, and we see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week, guys.